Well, good Sunday afternoon to you. I hope that you've enjoyed a great day of being in the presence of our Lord, to worship Him and to hear from Him, and that you've been enjoying a day of resting with your family and your friends. Hi, this is Dr. Doug Cowan, Director of Ministry here at KAXL, inviting you to spend some time with us to pray, to enjoy some music, and to look at some topics of importance to you and your family.
Yeah.
consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of all different kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lack anything. And if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to everyone without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. And do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith, but he has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is without life. I just got off the phone with a woman named Debbie. I don't know her. Somebody came by the office and just dropped off her name and telephone number. And what happened is that the place where she's staying while she's here in Bakersfield, her mom's trailer, it's burned down. And so Debbie, who is an artist and had all of her art materials and portfolio, it's all gone. Cats caused the fire. Cats knocked over a light or a lamp or something, and it caused the fire. She's lost everything. She's lost all of her belongings, all of her clothes, all of her dishes. You know, the whole thing is burned down. So we're wondering if there's somebody out there, or many somebodies out there, Bible studies, churches, just individual families, whatever it might be. Debbie needs a place to stay. Might be able to put her up in a room for a couple of weeks. Might have some clothes that she could use. Might have some dishes that she could use. Now, she said, you know, she was really very kind when I was talking to her. Here's somebody who has just lost everything except her pickup truck that she was out in town driving. She's lost everything except the clothes on her back. And she says, you know, she would appreciate donations of clothes or dishes or whatever, but she doesn't have any place to put them. She's trying to figure out right now just where she is going to live, where she's going to stay. So if you have a solution for her, would you please call me here at the radio station and I can get you in touch with her, or I'll get in touch with her for you. If we could pray for her, but also if we could actually help her, that would be great. Lord, you know what Debbie needs to have. You know what you can provide. You know what these thousands of people listening right now could provide to help her. Father, I pray that you would cause somebody out there who can provide a solution to this problem right now, short term for Debbie, that they would pick up the phone, call the station either now or tomorrow morning, and just volunteer to step up by faith to help this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, this is our prayer, and we do pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus says that he has come in the power of the Spirit to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah said about the Messiah. He has come with good news for the poor and the poor in spirit. He has come to proclaim freedom for those who are in prison. In prison to what? In prison, in jail, absolutely. but also those who are in bondage to the devil, those who are in bondage to addictions, those who are prisoners and who know it. He has come with recovery of sight for the blind. He healed people physically, and he healed people spiritually of their blindness. He has come to release the oppressed. If you're feeling oppressed by something, Jesus has come to set you free. We have a number of prayer requests that have come into our office in this past week, and many of them have to do with broken hearts, with being oppressed by situations, with being in bondage to a situation, with there being truly spiritual blindness in a situation. And we believe that Jesus can heal this, that this is why he has come. Would you pray with me for these situations? Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray for all of those who are being oppressed by the enemy right now. We pray that you would set them free, those who are in bondage to addictions and praying for freedom, crying out for freedom. We pray that right now you would set them free. Please, Lord, come to those who have broken hearts and bind up their broken hearts. Please, Lord, come to those families that are struggling right now and bring peace. Father, this is our prayer. So many of us need you right now. Please come into our homes, into our relationships, into our families right now and bring healing. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
When I lose my way and I forget my name, remind me who I am. In the mirror, all I see is who I don't want to be. Remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace is. Tell me once again who I am to you, who I am.
Belong to you.
I think it's time for a bit of a revolution. Not a revolution of politics, not a revolution of guns, not a revolution like that at all, but a revolution of faith. Time to really put our faith into action. What would this revolution look like? How would it start? Well, it would start when God's people, God's children, citizens of heaven, those who have been born again, understand truly who they are in Christ, because of Christ, and what our position is both in the heavenlies and here on earth, that we are called to bring the kingdom of God wherever we go, that wherever our feet go, the kingdom of God is there. Yes, this would be a revolution of faith. And how is it that our faith grows to this place? Our faith grows when we do things for the kingdom of God. Our faith grows when we do things in Jesus' name to bless other people or to advance the kingdom of God or to push back the kingdom of darkness. Remember, faith without works has no life. Faith without doing something is dead. Faith without works is dead. In order to exercise your faith, you do have to take risks. You have to step out. Look, there's a time for us to put our faith into action where we have to put our books down and we have to put our shoes on. And then we have to go outside and go do the things that Jesus did, advancing the kingdom of God. And this kind of kingdom ministry, Jesus says, is like that mustard seed that it starts small, but give it some time and keep it working, and you know what? It grows into something really, really big. This is the kind of faith that draws us closer and closer to God. God loves us dearly, and He's adopted us as His sons and daughters, and He's commissioned us to be His ambassadors here in this world. And so He's sending us to people in His name. He's sending us to people. So this is the kind of faith that should draw us to people, should make us want to go and serve those in our community. Yes, this is the kind of revolution, this is the kind of faith that grows by doing things to bless other people, that grows by doing things to serve and advance God's kingdom and to push back on the kingdom of darkness. And this is the kind of revolution that starts with you. It starts with you saying, I think I'll start a revolution today, wherever I am. I think I'll start this kind of revolution today at my workplace, or even at my church, or in my neighborhood. There are people out there doing this right now. People from the 22nd Street Ministry, people like Ken Wonderly, and those involved with the Church Without Walls here in Bakersfield. We up here in Tehachapi, through KAXL, and just with our friends, we had Easter Sunday church service out at the truck stop in Tehachapi, just because we wanted to go out to where the people are and serve them in the name of Jesus Christ. This is simply the kind of life where you ask in the morning, Holy Spirit, who would you like me to talk to today? This is the kind of life that when you're at work, you simply are saying, Lord, who would you like me to talk to today? Who would you like me to tell about your love and grace and mercy? Who would you like me to pray for that you might bless them or you might even heal them? Lord, who is it that you would like me to go and talk to? This is the kind of revolution where God's people are active and working and advancing the kingdom of God in Bakersfield and Shafter and Delano and Tehachapi and all of the communities within the sound of my voice. This is the kind of revolution where the kingdom of God advances, and it's time for that. What might this look like? We're part of a ministry up here where we actually ask people to stay home one Sunday a month so that they and their family together would spend that Sunday morning doing ministry in their neighborhood, inviting their neighbors over for brunch, checking on the old lady who lives down the street, making sure she's okay, maybe mowing her lawn, but doing things in the name of Jesus Christ right there on your street with those people who live nearby you, getting to know them, serving them in the name of Jesus. Why not do this? Why not take one Sunday morning and visit people in the hospitals or go pray at City Hall? Why not take one Sunday a month with your family and go do something to advance the kingdom here in Bakersfield? Come on, we've got to get active. We've got to put our shoes on and go serve our Lord Jesus here in this community. Come on and join us in this kind of revolution. Let's live our lives worthy of the calling that we have received.
If I sing but don't have love, I waste my breath with every song I bring. An empty voice, a hollow noise. If I speak with a silver tongue, convince a crowd but don't have love, I leave a bitter taste with every word I say. So let my life be the proof of your love. Let my love look like you and what you made of. How you lived, how you died, love is sacrifice. So let my life be the proof of your. Poverty is found in me. So let my life be the proof of your love. Let my love look like you and what you made of. How you lived, how you died, love is sacrifice. So let my life be the proof of your.
I introduced Bakersfield to Adventures and Odyssey episodes, and now I get to introduce you to a great new way to strengthen your family and reach into your neighborhood. KAXL is teaming up with my dad, Dr. Doug Cowan, to provide marriage seminars and parenting classes to local churches like yours. We want to help to build your church and strengthen your family, and it's free. To find out more, call the station or go to KAXL.com.